will move to Cork next, and the cause of the state's biggest ever fish kill remains a mystery this morning. An inquiry into the deaths of 32,000 fish in the Blackwater has found no clear source of pollution. Well, earlier, the chairman of Mallow Trout Anglers Club, John Ruby, told our reporter Helen Donoghue the findings leave the river in limbo.
We're astonished. We just can't understand it. Our concerns going forward is if the companies to be for measuring water quality and that couldn't find what this was, we don't know, is it going to go away? Is it going to come back? We're still in limbo as we speak.
And what are conditions like now on the river?
I was walking down by the river yesterday and it's extremely quiet. For an angler to be looking into the water, there's no sign of activity, of fish jumping. It's just really strange and eerie when you walk by it.
Do you think you'll be able to fish in the river again at this point?
We're hopeful. There was a lot of trout that escaped upside streams that avoided the main flow where the pollutant came down. And they're hopefully starting to make their way back now with spawning and things. So we're hopeful. But what we'll have come next year, we won't know until 2026 how bad it actually was.
Chairman of Mallow Trout Anglers Club, John Ruby there. Well, our environment correspondent, George Lee, is here in studio with us now. George, just remind us of the background to this.
Okay, it started in early August and some fishermen noticed some dead fish along the river around the 5th or 6th of August. Within a couple of days of that, it was reported to the IFI, the Inland Fisheries Ireland. They called in the EPA the following day. About the 11th of August, the Inland Fisheries Ireland started their investigation. As soon as the EPA heard about it, they were down within an hour. They started their own investigations in relation to a lot of the facilities that they licensed down there. I think there were 31 premises that they located, and they looked at water quality, they looked at discharges, they looked at everything like that. What they discovered was that the level of fish that were dying was extraordinary over the next couple of days. That there were up to, and the fishermen themselves had estimated, because they went and they pulled these fish out of the water, they pulled 3,500 out, salmon and trout, brown trout in particular. They estimated that possibly up to 46,000 was their estimate had been killed. We've never had anything like that before. Inland Fisheries Ireland estimate at the time was much lower. They've now come up to accept those kind of figures. It wasn't just trout and salmon, it was lots of other different fish species as well. So the figure is much more than 32,000 anyway. And so the problem was, well, where did this come from? So they had various investigations. Marine Institute did their investigations. They found that there were very, very serious damage to the gills, to the filaments in those gills of those fish, to the eyes. They were very milky, they were opaque, they were swollen, they were bloody. And these fish were swimming along in this irritant for a long period of time to cause that damage, but again, unsure about
what
that was.
And then you had this investigation. So what are the findings? What did we find out?
What they found was, obviously, as I described, that's what happened to the fish. Mm. But they found that clearly there was an environmental irritant of some description got into the water, that it had caused the damage, but that a point source, this is the investigation after all of these weeks, a point source linked to that pollution incident could not be found. They found that the water quality in the river in 2024 and 2025 was good, it was unchanged, that the water quality before this event was good and after this event was good, so that it was a short-term pollutant that had dissipated quite quickly, and that they have no evidence and are no way of being able to trace what that was. They did chemical analysis. They sent 26 fish over to Germany for testing for 900 various chemicals, pesticides, for heavy metals, for mercury, for all sorts of things. Again, they couldn't find any evidence that these were the issues that caused the fish kill, and they looked at all of the outflows from various licensed premises, and again, nothing which would explain this.
So we've no explanation, we don't know the cause. No. So what's next?
Well, the next is, I guess, well, what's Timmy Dooley is the minister responsible for fisheries and the marine, and he was all over this in terms of the investigation, and in his statement he said, well, at least we learned the lessons from this for the investigations in the future. So they learned how to work together as a multi-agency group, great stuff, but they did not find out what this was. Now, it's not unusual. We have had fish kills before where where you can't find the evidence of what caused them. But I don't think we've had any fish kill with as much investigation to try and find it and come up with zero. And I think, as John Ruby there says, for the anglers in the region, this is an awfully serious issue. They don't know what to look out for. They don't want it to happen again. There are businesses down there which won't open their businesses doors for the rest of the year in the angling business because of this, and they don't want it to happen again, but they don't know what to look for. There were big issues in relation to some of the licensed premises, particularly North Cork Co-op, did very poorly out of the report yesterday, but they were not the cause of this particular fish kill.
Environment correspondent George Lee, thanks for coming in to us this morning.